Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome. I trust that you are all wandering away. I can assure you that while your location is not in good order on these walls, my view is in order.
You can't handle the truth.
Alright, salute family, salute every last one of y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Vain Verdict Podcast. I am the gracious host, Pill Black. Hey, we black at it again, family, back for another round. Thank you for pulling up. But a lot of you niggas pull our game weak as fuck. You know what I mean? And I don't say that, don't say that. But hey, man, you know, it is what it is. Family, meantime, give yourself a round of applause for being here, man. That was not for you. That was for the creator, for the universe, for allowing us to see another day, a day we've never seen before. And I'm quite sure a day we'll never get to see again, family. So this time, give yourself a round of applause, family. Now, for being who you are, man, because you could have been anywhere else in the world. You know, on YouTube, or no matter how you listening to this, over the airways, podcast listeners, Breaker FM, Radio Public, Overcast, Apple, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you just logged in on Anchor, salute. If you're watching on Zoom, however you checking us out, family, salute. We'll definitely appreciate it. Over here, and of course, Vain Verdict Podcast is a Blackadelic Entertainment production. You know, check us out, family. Follow our official website at blackadelicent.com. That's BLACKADELICENT.com, family. Blackadelicent.com. Yeah, man, salute. So how's everything going, y'all? I was on. Didn't get a chance. Somebody maybe could let me know what the football season is back. We back at it, y'all. Back in football season. NFL is back on. We've been laying on this. Y'all know I have. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not, and not even really, you know, a big, you know, sports guy. But, you know, I am a football fan. And, you know, of course, last week, Thursday, September the 9th was the beginning of, you know, the 2021 season. A lot of players, a lot of things moving around, a lot of different surprises, you know, for the season. But, you know, nonetheless, we here for it. You know, sports fans, by who y'all team are, man. Jump in the comment and let me know who y'all root for this year after, you know, the first weekend, you know, it got the way. In fact, let's see the results so far. NFL standings after week one. Kansas City beat the Cleveland 33-29. Miami beat the Patriots 17-16. The Rams beat the Chicago Bears 34-14. Arizona came out on top over the Titans 38-13. Cincinnati Bengals, Minnesota Vikings. Cincinnati had that one, y'all. And is that 29-24? Let me double-check that. If I have that wrong, I'll double back on that. San Francisco 49ers took it to Detroit 41-33. The Steelers walking out over Buffalo 23-16. The Chargers 28-16 over Washington. Jacksonville Jaguars lost to the Texans 37-21. Seattle Seahawks flew over the Colts team. I missed, of course, my home state team, not my home team, of course. The Atlanta Falcons to no surprise, lost bad to the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's a, you know, an eagle, a Falcon can't beat an eagle anyway. Never was a thought of mine. However, 32-6, so very, very good blowout. And of course, you know, last Thursday night game, the man that missed himself, Mr. Wonderful, who can do no wrong, family. You know what I mean? The man, Tom Brady, went against the Dallas Cowboys. And in true Tom Brady fashion, he came out on top at the last minute. 31-29, y'all. So salute to all the teams, everybody. If you won a little bit on your fantasy football league, if y'all do any of that out there, salute to every last one of y'all, man. Hopefully some of you got to make a little money. Hopefully some of you got to make a little money this year. But yeah, man, gonna have a few conversations tonight. You know what I mean, about a couple of things. Quite a few things have been going on, you know, in this great world of ours. So I wonder the reason why I titled this show, you know, Your Pull-Out Game, Weak as Fuck, right? Mainly heading tonight's conversation will be, you know, discussing the war in Afghanistan. Our good now 46th Commander-in-Chief, Joseph Biden. Sleepy Joe, as Trump would call him, him along with Kamala Harris, the first black vice president, and, you know, the most diverse administration probably in the history of the United States, recently stuck with their September the 31st deadline of withdrawing all the troops from Afghanistan. Apparently, this supposedly becoming back and behind some sort of, I don't know if we would say deal that U.S. Maybe had made or supposedly had made with Iran or Afghanistan, the Taliban, if I'm not sorry about that. You know, to me, to us maybe, they're all the same damn faction, but, you know, they all still differentiate themselves. But it's not really a difference. They all seem to have, you know, such a hatred for the United States and such deep rooted passion for the Islamic faith, you know, that, you know, to believe that, you know, Allah had sent them to. So I guess you say, would you say murder Americans or, you know, seek justice for America, for, you know, non-Americans or their people? But it's a real interesting thing, to say the least. I mean, in fact, let's see if I can, we're going to pull something up here, have us a little conversation about these things, right? Let's see, bear with me, family. A salute to everybody checking in with us as well. Everybody overseas, you know, they constantly check in with us on the Vane Verde podcast. Feel free to email, follow us on Facebook, all the above, Instagram, Twitter. You know, if you want to support, always gladly appreciate it. You can, you know, reach out to us if you choose to. Cash App, $ Blackadelic Entertainment. Again, it's $ Blackadelic ENT. Capital B, capital E in the BE. You feel me? So, what is the matter? All right. Yeah, but to really excuse me, turn the water on. But if you really want to understand Yeah, we're going to get into that. All right. All right, we got... Just move me out. Let's get me down here. But yeah, fam, but again, if y'all checking in the Vain Greater Podcast, wherever you're listening at, Anchor FM, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, you're listening here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're watching on the Zoom, watching on YouTube, hit that like, hit that subscribe button, hit that share. Greatly appreciate it. Empathize with the algorithm that you can see. You know, not really post like that, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to get, you know, on a fixed system or a schedule. So y'all keep feeding into it, man. Show me love. Let me know. Continue. Let me know if y'all really want to continue to go on. But not really big salute our overseas listeners, those in Indonesia, Yugoslavia, look like the Philippines, the UK. Of course, wherever y'all checking in with that, Hong Kong, look like. Salute to everybody, man. Of course, everybody here in the States, here in Georgia, of course, Carolina, New York City, I see you. Salute to y'all. Jersey, family checking in. Everybody in California, Wyoming, Arizona, I see you. Salute to every single one of y'all, family. This is why we're here. And it's one of the reasons that we're here. You know, we say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. You say, hold your nose and tilt your head back, family. So with that said, you know, one of the things we do want to have a discussion about is the truth about Afghanistan. In order to understand the truth about Afghanistan, we must understand what all the hoopla is about as far as pulling out of Afghanistan at this time. Why were we there in the first place for so long? I mean, think about it, 20 years, the longest war, quote unquote, in U.S. history. Of course, I call bullshit. I always do. And I like to take you on the journey with me, of course, whenever the chance I get. So hopefully you can kind of, you know, see through some of the shit. Now, this goes back, obviously, it's 20 years, you know, this, when George Bush went into Afghanistan. Now, if you think about now, what do we have right now, right? Before we go into, you know, go back a little bit, I want y'all to think about what we have, what's going on right now, right? We have our current Democratic president, Joe Biden. I guess you could say being really ridiculed at the moment for his handling of the withdrawal of the troops in Afghanistan, and more so not setting up, you know, a democracy in Afghanistan, or, you know, in the assistance of that. Now, at least that's what's being said to us as the people, right? Now, the actions that, you know, America, it don't seem like that's exactly what the end result is. I mean, because if you look at it, right, we pulled everybody out in by this quote-unquote deadline to leave millions and millions, if not billions, of dollars worth of artillery, machinery, planes, tanks, all the above. We left all of these things there just in the Taliban's hands. So this is what we're facing. All of our troops are out of there. Maybe not home, but just in other, you know, surrounding territories. But believe me, we have yet to see all these troops. When did the plane come back up or die? But just think about where we are now. You know, on the brink, we've come out of Afghanistan, but we've left the Taliban all of these arms and ammunition. And nobody even think why. What was the strategy? None of this was, you know, discussed or implemented, or was this purposely done by design for some other, you know, sinister reason, or, you know, if you will. Y'all know who George Bush began this, right? So for me, I would have to believe it's the latter. I do not believe we're over there to liberate or anything like that. I believe it's something a lot more sinister, and a president like George Bush will tell you that in so many words. You know, he most definitely will.
If you retire, you don't have anything to worry about. Third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. You got to catapult the propaganda.
So what have we learned today, family? In our line of work, you have to keep repeating things over and over again so that the truth can set in and catapult the propaganda. Well, what is propaganda? We know propaganda by definition is maybe something created, you know, to look like something with the purposes of, you know, of achieving another goal or to sway an opinion or one's opinion about a certain thing. So if we can continuously repeat a lie over and over again until the masses of the people believe it, so we can install or act upon whatever bullshit reasoning we have for doing something, or in this case, invading a country, if you will.
If you retire, you don't have anything to worry about.
Now, George Bush, we've seen four. Now, Joe Biden makes the fourth president. Joe Biden makes the fourth president in U.S. history to be involved in the war in Afghanistan. Well, let's hear what all these last four commander-in-chiefs had to say about Afghanistan.
Given the nature and reach of our enemies, we will win this conflict by the patient accumulation of successes, by being a series of challenges with determination and will and purpose. Today we focus on Afghanistan, but the battle is broader.
We will stay until the mission is done.
Now again, this was in 04. They said the mission is done.
Afghanistan develop its own stable government. Our alliance must maintain its resolve and finish the fight in NATO, as President Sarkozy put it in London last week. We cannot afford to lose Afghanistan. Whatever the cost, however difficult the victory, we cannot afford it. We must win. I agree completely.
And even as there will be dark days ahead in Afghanistan, the light of a secure peace can be seen in the distance. These long wars will come to a responsible end. Others will ask, why don't we leave immediately? That answer is also clear. We must give Afghanistan the opportunity to stabilize. Otherwise, our gains could be lost, and Al-Qaeda could establish itself once more. As Commander-in-Chief, I refuse to let that happen. 2014, therefore, is a pivotal year. Together with our allies and the Afghan government, we have agreed that this is the year we will conclude our combat mission in Afghanistan. I think Americans have learned
said that in 2014.
Than it is to begin. And this is how wars end in the 21st century.
7 years after
signing ceremonies,
Bush
decisive moves against our adversaries.
That we stand alone. They were. So I'm assuming now.
Security forces who are trained to take the lead and ultimately full responsibility.
Our troops will fight to win. We will fight to win. If I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
And I don't want to do that. I don't want to go that route. We're getting out. We want to get out. We had good meetings with the Taliban. And we are going to be leaving, and we're going to be bringing our soldiers back home. We've been there for almost 20 years, a long time. We've done a great job in terms of getting rid of terrorists. Now it's up to other countries to get rid of those terrorists.
I'm now the fourth United States president to preside over American troop presence in Afghanistan. Two Republicans, two Democrats. I will not pass this responsibility onto a fifth. I'm deeply saddened by the facts we now face. But I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan and maintain a laser focus on our counterterrorism mission there and other parts of the world. My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is now over. I'm the fourth president who has faced the issue of whether and when to end this war. When I was running for president, I made a commitment to the American people that I would end this war. Today, I've honored that commitment.
So we should go all the way back to George Bush, early 2000s, right? Gradually, so now we're wondering what happened over the last 17, 18, 19 years to where we have failed as a United States to assist or install our own government or democracy in Afghanistan, as we claim that was the mission in the beginning, you know, to liberate the people, rid the people of this monstrous faction called Taliban and Al-Qaeda and all this and that. And what I always say, family, well, I'll save that for next.
Given the nature and reach of our enemies.
So, in Afghanistan, Sam, we have to understand that there were events that happened prior to 9/11 that I guess you can say sparked all of what we're facing now. Now, if you know the truth about what's you know, has been going on in Afghanistan, the truth may actually shock you, family. So who better else than to take us down that road than the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, who over the years, and as you can see, even this post right here, this was from a speech, accepting responsibility to build our community on March 8th, 2009. You know, so even the irony, even with all, you know, with, wow, almost, what, 12 years afterwards, you know, even the same thing, but these are the truths that we don't like to speak about when it comes to Afghanistan. So it is, Sam, they probably gonna flag the video, but hopefully you can get it. Go ahead and screen record right now before they pull it down. And it is what it is, man. Minister Farrakhan talks about the war of Afghanistan, the other hidden truth. But you have to understand, again, how we got to the point we are now. We have to go back before 2001, before 9/11.
How did we get involved in Afghanistan? Did you know that Osama bin Laden was paid by the CIA? You didn't know. You didn't know. Well, let's just get a little talk. See, Afghanistan is a Muslim country. And socialists and communists had started ruling Afghanistan. So the Muslims now, this is a period of Islamic revival all over the world. And the Muslims are rising up to come back to the pristine purity of the faith. So when the Muslims rise, they challenge a socialist government. This happened in Egypt under Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was a socialist, but the Islamic Brotherhood wanted to return Egypt to Islam in its purest form. This is going on all over the Middle East now. So most of the moderate, in quotes, moderate Muslim leaders, they're all in trouble because the masses are rising and they want Islam, but they want it in its pure form. So the Muslims started rising in Afghanistan, and the Soviet Union did not want.
And remember, this is the period we're talking about, the late 80s, early 90s.
The socialist government. So they sent their troops in to take over Afghanistan. Enter Osama bin Laden. I don't know exactly remember who was with me when I was in Pakistan, in Islamabad, and I met with President Zia-ul-Haq. And I went into Peshawar, where the Mujahideen were, and we met with the leaders of the Mujahideen. Mujahid. It means a struggler, a person involved in a jihad or an intense struggle for God. For God. The Mujahideen that we met in Peshawar were fighting the Russians or the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. The United States said, well, we are God-fearing.
Listen to this.
Satan talking.
Listen to this. Very important. Very important. And this is when Joe Biden was part of the Senate.
And you Muslims are God-fearing. And the Soviet Union is godless. So let's back the Mujahideen. So the CIA funneled money, weapons, information to the Mujahideen. And those are ancient warriors. And they whipped the Soviet Union. And we could see the Soviets taking their tanks and getting out of there. But what happened? America promised that when the Soviet Union was defeated, that they would help the Mujahideen rebuild Afghanistan.
Don't that shit sound familiar?
But America is not interested in building any nation that will be true to Islam. So once the Soviet Union was defeated, America backed out on its promise. The Soviet Union collapsed. And America became the only power in a unipolar world.
That.
Osama mad as hell.
And then in rising.
The Mujahideen mad as hell. So a civil war broke out in Afghanistan between the warlords who controlled the poppy, the heroin traffic, you that snort and you that shoot up. Most of your heroin coming out of Afghanistan.
Resources. Y'all got to think, family. Y'all got to think. Why? We never asked why.
The Taliban arose in a civil war, and they win and conquer Afghanistan, cut off the poppy. Now, let me tell you. Did you know it ain't got nothing to do with the Taliban and women wearing burqas? This thing that covered a woman all up.
And it's funny, again, this is in 2009. I think about how the liberal women
in the street with you behind out. Ain't a damn soul saying nothing to you. But you gonna defend women in Afghanistan who cover? And you're uncovering your woman?